I raised my gaze to greet the early morning sky. It was shrouded in a cloak dappled in varying shades of gray, and I could taste it, feel its presence hanging over me, and I understood the interplay of black and white, which hung over my world. The light diffused in the many shades, but light nonetheless. Without the light finding its way through, there would be no gray, only darkness. That became my meditation and solace. As I rode along the black ribbon bordered in crimson, I remembered the rich light in which I had bathed. I ached for the bright light of you, and I felt the dark move to cover me in its blackness. The gray, though, came to my aid, reminding me that light was still present, that the sun will indeed shine again. So with effort, casting off darkness's pull, focused on the light which had overcome. Now I feel the tear in me from missing you. My body, my soul rebels against your absence, and the nothing seeks to pull me into its lair. But I shall lift my head and seek the light, and the light is you. And just as another dawn will break bright and fair, so will time and circumstance bring me again into that fair land, ruled and lit by the brightness shining in your eyes, the laughter flowing from your heart, and the sweetness of your soul. The distance is a terrible thing, but I am not without hope. I sit in this quiet place with you, if only in my heart. And your presence holds the hope of a coming sunrise. So good morning, sunshine.